There were an extraordinary number of musical forgeries in the late 19th century and early 20th century. The great Fritz Kreisler published music said to be by composers such as Vivaldi, Couperin, and Corelli, even saying that he found the manuscripts of these unknown compositions in a French monastery. In Paris, the Casa de Sceaux family had a little cottage industry of fake compositions going on. Henri and his two brothers were part of the Society for Ancient Instruments, which performed Baroque music on early instruments and included so-called rediscovered works on their programs, many of which they had actually composed themselves. Henri Casa de Sceaux was a viola player, and there are not many Baroque viola concertos, so he broadened the repertoire by forging concertos by J.S. Bach, C.P.E. Bach, and Handel. He even concocted a backstory for the alleged one by J.S. Bach. According to Casa de Sceaux, he was presented with the score in 1916 by Camille Saint-Saëns. He said it had been composed by Bach, and there was evidence that it was performed in 1789 on the Viola da Gamba by Abel at the Hanover Rooms in London. Casa de Sceaux presented the composition to the publisher Micah Salabert in Paris in 1947, asking her to publish it in memory of her late husband, who died in a plane accident the year before. Casa de Sceaux claimed that he'd only edited the concerto and nothing more. He died the same year as the publication appeared, and it was soon discovered that every part of his story was fabricated. Yet the piece still goes on with the same name often, the J.S. Bach Casa de Sceaux Concerto. It's a far cry from Bach, an absolute showpiece with luscious romantic harmonies masquerading under a Baroque facade with the chunk of a harpsichord. Here's the final movement of the Viola Concerto in C minor by Henri Casa de Sceaux, played by Nemanja Radulović. Thank you. final movement of the Concerto for Viola in C minor by Casa de Sue was performed there by Nemanja Radulovic and Double Sense. FMR.